The question today is, what does a person need to do when they recognize they're lost? Now, you realize something, someone says, well, every person's born lost. Well, really, you're born safe. You're born a sinner, I understand that, but you're born safe. You're safe till you reach a knowledge of accountability. And I don't know where that's at. We've dealt with that before and in other questions on Ask the Pastor. But there comes a point to where you are lost. To be lost means that you're separated from God. And you have no consciousness for God. You're not in the right relationship with God. You're not saved. And some people think they're lost just because they've not made a profession of faith. Or some even think they're lost because they've not been baptized. Well, you realize something. It's not baptism. It's not your goodness. It's the work of God's Holy Ghost that brings you to the place to where you recognize that you're lost. And really, there's more than just recognizing it. It's got to be that you realize that you're lost. In other words, you can have a revelation of it. That's head knowledge. But you need a heart knowledge of that. And that's the reality. That's realizing the lostness. So what does a person need to do when they recognize they're lost? Well, first of all, there's three things that I basically want to deal with, and there could be some others that you might could add to that as far as breaking down some of the points, but I'll try to cover this. But most people say, oh, let's get down here and get it settled right now. I want to tell you, you can't get anything settled. It takes the work of the Holy Ghost to get settled in you. Now, if you just got the realization of it, that's head knowledge. You've got to have the reality of that in your heart. So the first thing you need to do is stay close to the fire. Stay close to the light. Stay close to the truth. Folks, it's important that you find truth. We're living in a day when many preachers, all they want to do is get you to repeat after me, say this little prayer. And if you prayed that prayer, they'll tell you you're saved. But I want to tell you, salvation's not in the prayer. Salvation's in the Lord Jesus. You may have been praying when you got saved, but it wasn't the prayer that saved you. It wasn't even faith that saved you. You had to have faith, and you exercised faith, but it was the Lord Jesus who saved you. And therefore, we need to understand that. So stay close to truth or light or the fire. You see, the devil's a roaring lion that wants to destroy you. He wants to steal the seed. But fire or light will keep the wolves away, or the lions away, if you please. You see the old Western series where the mountain lion comes up and is about to get them, and all at once, so what they do, they build up the fire. They make the old campfire, larger, and it causes them to, and they huddle around the fire, close to the light, close to the fire. And when they do that, it drives the lion away. And so the fire is the light, is the truth. And you find that in God's New Testament church. And you need to find that. You need to stay with a church that preaches and practices truth. I'm talking about, you realize you're lost. You've got to have God make that a reality in your heart. And you're not going to get it without, you're not going to have that happen without He, the Holy Ghost, works that in you. And therefore, you need the truth for that to happen. And therefore, you need to stay by the fire. Stay close to the fire. That means you stay close to the church that preaches and practices truth. And let me say something else you need to do. Stay close to your mother. Every baby that's born is... Have you ever heard of any baby being born in another hospital separated from the mother? Why, no. You know, as mother's carrying that child, the baby's inside her womb. She's close, in a sense. Even close that she's part of her. But... It's a strange thing. All babies are born with their mother's presence. You say, well, who's my mother that I need to stay close to? Well, it's one. First of all, the Holy Ghost is your mother, even though he is a person and called a he. He plays the part of a mother. He produces godly sorrow, conviction, and brings you to the reality of your lostness, which worketh repentance. In other words, he'll give you the understanding you need about sin, righteousness, and judgment, so faith can come. And he's never lost one yet. I'm talking about he's had perfect births, if you please, because they're his. Now, you can't be born again separate and apart from the Holy Ghost of God. So you've got to stay close to your mother. And there's also a sense where someone else is your mother. For instance, Galatians 4:26 says, but Jerusalem, which is from above, is free, which is the mother of us all. And it's speaking of the New Jerusalem, of which Revelation 21:27 says, are they which are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. In other words, it's talking about the saints of God. So you realize something. Some saint was, in a sense, your mother. In other words, Romans 10:13 through 15 says, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. But it's, how can they call on him in whom they've not believed? How can they believe in him of whom they've not heard? How can they hear without a preacher, and how can he preach except he be sent? So you've got to have human instrumentality for a person to be saved. And of course, there is the preaching, of the formal preaching behind the pulpit, but there's also proclaiming of truth and as individual one-on-one. Can be a grandma, can be a grandpa, can be some individual that's not even got a formal call upon their life to preach the gospel from behind the pulpit. Romans 8:31, when the eunuch was out there in the desert and he was in desperate need, he had the best track he could have, Isaiah 53, but he didn't understand that. And God moved on Philip, the human instrument, to go down there and deal with that man, the eunuch, and he opened the scripture in Isaiah 53 and preached to him Jesus. But before he did that, he said, "You understand what you're reading there?" And the man made a statement that was really profound. How can I unless some man guide me? You see, we need to realize something, that we're like the best man at the wedding. I know some people want to claim John the Baptist is the best man, but there's a sense everybody's the best man to somebody else. What does a best man do? A best man's supposed to stand up for the bride, the groom, the bridegroom, and say, hey, he'll do what he says. He won't let you down. He'll keep his vows. He'll carry you through. And Jesus is the bridegroom. And if we've experienced salvation, then we can stand up and testify to others that, hey, he's as a best man, that he'll do what he said. He'll carry you through. He'll finish what he started. He's faithful. He's good, long-suffering, and forbearing. And so he's gracious. And therefore, we in a sense, are like a mother to the others in that sense. But also, your mother, as you know, the mother, as you accomplish up the narrow way, can go with you. And the mother experiences the labor pains with you. I know the mama experiences the labor pains as the baby's being born physically, but there's a sense that the saints of God that's working with you and leading you and praying for you and got a burden for you and making intercession for you, that they experience those pains with you. But the thing about it is, in a spiritual sense, they've got to stop at the gate, the narrow gate, the straight gate, because it's straight, it's narrow, it's pressurized, it's restricted. There's only room for one besides you, and that's the Holy Ghost of God, and He'll carry you through. And He's your mother. He's your mother in that sense. So stay close to your mother. What does a person need to do when they recognize they're lost? Stay close to the fire. Stay close to your mother. And the third thing that I want to tell you, and please, please do not misunderstand me, don't get in a big hurry. Be patient. In other words, I'm not talking about a passive waiting of sitting down and say, oh, what can I do, and just sit there and die and go to hell. No, I'm talking about an active waiting. In other words, be patient. The word patient means the quality of the individual who doesn't surrender to the circumstances or succumb to the trials, but he moves toward that goal. And that goal for you, if you're lost, is the straight gate, is salvation. And you've got to keep it in mind and move toward that. In other words, and obey what light you've got. Obey the gospel. Obey the truth. And if you obey light you've got, God will give you more light. He'll bring you to the straight gate, and the Holy Ghost will mother you, birth you into the family of God. And so, therefore, you need not get in a big hurry. But yet, you've got to strive. The Bible said in Luke 13:24, strive to enter in. For straight is the gate, and narrow is the way that he speaks about. Many are going to seek, he says in Luke 13:24, and not be able to enter. Why? The obstacles pulled them down. They wasn't patient. They didn't keep on keeping on. They didn't actively wait. They let the obstacles get them down instead of them overcoming the obstacles. Now, folks, that's not progressive salvation. That's not works for salvation. That's just telling you what you need to do. Too many people get in too big of a hurry and never allow the Holy Ghost of God to finish His complete work in the area of sin, righteousness, and judgment. Some people say, I don't want to go to hell and get all tore up and make a false profession because some well-meaning preacher said, pray this prayer. That's not salvation. That's why I say, don't let others short-circuit the work of the Holy Ghost. Let the mother go full term and bring it through. Not a complete baby, if you please. Now, labor means the baby's on the way. Is that not right? When mothers go to the hospital, they're in labor. They're expecting a baby pretty soon. So we let God's got to, you're going to have to labor. And then you're going to spend some time. And there's some, during that time of gestation, I guess you could say, spiritual gestation, and there's going to be some upheaval and unrest. But listen, you still don't need to get in a big hurry and allow the devil to short-circuit the Holy Ghost work in you. You see, God's not saving you for yourself, but for His glory. And all you go through will be worth it all, because someday you'll have a chance to mother someone else. And in other words, all because of the day of that you went through. You can say like Ezekiel, I sat where you sat. And as a result of that, you can say that God's faithful. Let me tell you how He brought me through. And it gives them hope and it gives them help. See, we sometimes say, well, I'm lost. And it's an inductive and a deductive reasoning, and because you say I'm not saved. And you don't even have the understanding of what salvation is. God's not even given it to you yet. And as a result, you measured up by your preconceived ideas and you labeled it that you said, well, I'm lost. And that's a revelation. That's the recognizing some things. But yet you've got to be brought to the realization or the reality of that lostness. And until God brings you there and carries you through, there'll be no real salvation in your life. So what do I need to do? What does a person need to do when they recognize they're lost? Find the fire of God and stay close to the fire. It's the local New Testament church where truth is preached and practiced. And stay close to your mother. That's the Holy Ghost. And He's operating through that local New Testament church where there's some saints who understand, who've been down the same road, who've experienced those things. And then don't get in a big hurry, because God's saving you for His glory. And what He's working together in your life is to have a completeness of conviction, of convincing, a complete reproval of sin, John 16:8-11, of sin, righteousness, and judgment. And if that's not complete in your life, there'll be no repentance work, there'll be no faith produced, and you cannot obey by repenting and believing. And you've got to do that. So I beg you, stay with it until you have a reality of that lostness that comes from God. And He'll do that work in you. This is Edgar Lee Pascal, host of Ask the Pastor, saying good day to you until we meet again on the air or in the air. May the good Lord bless you, is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.